It's ready. All right, we're going to call to order the Senate Conference Committee on Senate File 1755. Today's date is 5/3/12. Representative Draskowski is the, I don't know if you're considered the co-chair, but we have before us the language from the House and Senate. Both the House and the Senate have Section 3 the same. Sections 1, 2, and 4 are different. Representative Draskowski, if you'd do a review on those.
I will, Mr. Chair. Members, Section 1 provides that at the point in time at which the government provides their last best offer to the unions and the unions turn that offer over to their membership for a vote, at that very time the proposal from the government would become public data as well. Section 2 provides that when there is a memorandum of understanding between the government and one or more bargaining units, that at 5 days prior to the execution of the MOU, in other words, the point at which MMB's representative would sign the MOU, existence of that MOU and its content would be shared with the Subcommittee on Employee Relations or the Legislative Coordinating Commission. Mr. Chair, Section 4 provides that at points in the negotiation where the government shares their proposal with the union or elements of a proposal, increments of a proposal with the union, that those proposals would be shared with the Subcommittee on Employee Relations while maintaining their non-public data conditioning with them at that point. So those are the three additional items that were added in the House, Mr. Chair.
Representative Draskowski, what was the MMB or which agency had some most concerns with Section 4?
Yes, so staff, Mr. Chair, spoke with MMB, and MMB, we tried to set up meetings with MMB both yesterday and today. We were unsuccessful in matching up schedules, et cetera, but they did show some opposition to the amendment, and specifically, I think their greatest heartburn seemed to be with the last section, Section 4. At least that's what I understand from staff. That was probably the strongest sticking point for them in what's presented from the House side.
I know the Senate conferees have had a chance to look at some of this language, and I think certainly we are interested in adopting the first two new sections, but want to know if you would consider taking Section 4 out.
Mr. Chair, given given MMB's sharp opposition, rather sharp opposition from what I can tell to that provision, at least I would be able to entertain that, and Representatives Nelson and Benson are here as well if they have any comments.
I would go with the author at this point and say that, if in order to conference this, I'd be willing to give up that section also. I think it makes some important points, but I wouldn't want our negotiators to be at some kind of disadvantage either.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to delete Section 4 from the bill. Okay. Is that the proper motion?
Yep. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. All right. To the bill as amended, is there any more discussion? All right. To pass the, I believe it's a bill as amended. Is that how we say that in the conference committee?
Yeah.
All right. So all in favor of adopting Senate File 1755 as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. It is passed. The conference committee report is done. I guess we just have to sign the language somewhere up in the House floor. So if you guys don't mind, if we can go up there as soon as we adjourn,
yeah,
here, we'll all
front desk at the House.
We'll all take care of it. That sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thanks for your efforts on this.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. We are
adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks.